I never thought of politics as a career. There really wasn't a lot of women in politics. I never saw that as the big thing I would ever be able to do. I thought I would be a teacher. I thought I would work with young kids. I always cared about being around young people and working with them. But politics never really entered my realm of experience until I got mad when politics affected me.
And what happened there?
Well, back in the early 80s, my two kids were in a preschool program with a community college that was a great program. They got a great learning experience, and there was a parent-teacher component of it where I got to learn better parenting skills as well. It was really a fabulous program, and our state legislature decided that they were going to cut the funding for it. And I said, well, who is the state legislature? Where are they? And of course, they were in Olympia and 100 miles from where I lived, and I thought, well, the problem is they just don't know how great this program is. I just need to go tell them about it. So I put my two young kids in the car and drove 100 miles to the state capitol to begin to tell them why this program was important. And it was a very frustrating experience. It was hard to find people who would talk to you and make your way, and I just kept asking and asking, and I finally found one state senator who sat down and listened very patiently to me, and then he just looked right at me and said, you can't make a difference, you're just a mom in tennis shoes. Well, I was just furious. Well, I was a mom in tennis shoes, but I felt like I had every right to make a difference and to speak out for a program and to determine where our tax money was going to go as all these guys around me. And I drove home getting madder and madder, and got home and decided just to start calling my friends and asking them for names of their friends and names of their friends, and eventually over time put together 10,000, about 12,000 families in a group, and got to organizing them to write letters and make phone calls and go to the Capitol and talk to people and disrupt anything we could to get attention. And eventually, after about 6 months, we won. And the state legislature reinstituted the program, and we were funded again. So it was a fabulous experience. I had a lot of doors shut in my face, but there were doors that opened, and I learned that if you really believe in something and you keep working at it, you can make a difference. And to me, that's what politics is about, people advocating for something they care about and continuing to work till they change the direction of where we're going.
And you didn't stop after that first victory. I understand you were very involved in the PTA. You were on the local school board. What was that experience like?
Well, I think being involved in the PTA is probably one of the best experiences in my life, because you did all of the nitty-gritty hard work to make your child's education better, and you got to know so many great, wonderful people who worked with you, whether it was putting together money to build a playground or whether it was just fighting together for something, for some funding issue in the state capitol. So that really was where I learned the passion of education, the rules around education, and just the hard work it takes to do things. And that and my experience in the getting the money for the preschool program drove me to look at where can I make a difference in my community. And the school board really fascinated me, because my kids were just starting school, and these people were making decisions about what happened to my kids in their classrooms. And I went to some school board meetings, and they all looked like really nice people, but they had one trait in common: they were all older. And I thought, gosh, there's nobody like me with little kids who's on the school board telling people what it's like for them and their family and raising their kids. So I decided to run for the school board, and eventually got on the school board and had a fabulous experience there.
And how did you go from being on the local school board and being the president of the local school board to the Washington State Senate? Why did you decide to run for statewide office?
Well, I really found my experience on the school board to be rewarding. It was tough. We had to learn how to budget. We had to deal with some very tough issues facing my community at the time, because we were reducing the number of families and had to look at closing some schools, which was really an emotional issue. And it was all tied to funding. It all kept coming back to, are we getting enough money from the state to really do the right quality of education for our kids? And I found myself back on the road to Olympia many, many days, trying to talk to state legislators about what our schools needed. And I remember sitting in the gallery one day looking down on our state legislature and just kind of dawning on me that I was looking at a lot of, frankly, old bald heads. And I thought, gosh, there's nobody like me sitting down there on the floor that's able to stand up and offer amendments and fight for things and be a part of this. And so I naively said, I'm going to run for the state legislature, and ran against an incumbent. He's been there 15 years, and everybody told me I was crazy, and I was. But I believed that I could make a difference. And I think the passion that made me think I could make a difference made me work very hard. I doorbelled my district. I doorbelled every single home at least once, half of them twice. And I even had people come up to me after I beat him, to his surprise. People came up to me and they said, I voted for you because you came to my house so many times and you stood on street corners. I figured if you wanted this job bad enough, we needed to give it to you. So it was just a personal matter of thinking, you know, I can make a difference if I'm there.
And so you're a member of the Washington State Senate.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, you decide to run for the United States Senate. How did that happen?
Well, that was a complete surprise even to me. I loved being in the Washington State Senate. I loved being a part of the process and really getting involved in education policy and health care policy and many community policies, environmental policies that affected my district. But, you know, I was frustrated at the time. It was back in the early 90s that our national government wasn't doing what it needed to do to help our communities out as well. And it all kind of clicked for me one evening when, like many people, back in 1991, I turned on my television to watch the Clarence Thomas hearings. And I just sat back kind of appalled that this was happening and there were no women senators in there. They all looked exactly alike from my perspective, 2,500 miles away. And I thought, gosh, no one's saying what I would say if I was there. And I felt kind of angry at the treatment of Anita Hill, that she wasn't given the opportunity by a questioner, a U.S. senator, to answer some questions. And I kept thinking, if I was there, here's what I would say. Maybe this would make a difference. So I turned to some of my friends and I said, I'm going to run for the U.S. Senate. And they were just like, you're really crazy. And they told me I was too short, and they told me I could never raise the money, and they told me that I was not political enough, didn't have a long enough background in the community, all of which was probably true except for the fact that I was too short, because when I ran and won and became a United States Senator, I came in as the third tallest woman in the United States Senate. So Barbara Boxer and Barbara Mikulski, both shorter than I, all won that year. So obviously that was not a disqualification either.